Hello, hello, and welcome to the third episode of Let's Go Mental. I am Barbara, family and mental coach, committed to diving into our mental journey together so we can all start gaining that mental edge needed to toughen up every day a little bit more. Last time, we explored the importance of adopting a process over outcome mindset. Please, if you miss it, just go back and listen to it because we will build upon where we left off. Today, we are adding another tool, strategy number two, the performance daily checklist. Simple, but very powerful. A few days ago, I'll start with a small story. I went to a school meeting for my third grader, something that I usually skip as she's the third kid going to the same elementary school. I know that you can understand me. But this time, I was just curious and I wanted to be a little bit more involved. And I wanted to see some different, if there are any, but no, I was kind of disappointed. The focus was only on scores, data, and standards, which it's okay, but left me feeling a little bit uneasy. And I realized one more time how much pressure we put on our kids to perform in any field, school, and sport as well. And we focus not on the growth and learning skills, but only on the performance one in the moment. And I cannot stop thinking that this stress would be passed on to our kids, not only by teachers and coaches, but by us, parents as well. And then we talk about the well-being. I don't know. This is another conversation. Even if my focus... and you know, now you're starting knowing me, my focus is on progress. And it's really hard to escape from how the system is set up and help our kids and sometimes ourselves to focus more on the process, on the journey. How do we combine the two sides of the story? It's not easy. It's not an easy solution. We are not Superman or Superwoman. We cannot disrupt the system. We cannot change the rules in one time or be rebellious. But we have some tools. We can trigger the system and use it to gain an advantage and perform while focusing on the progress. This is kind of very powerful. Simple? I don't know. No, maybe simple. No, it's not. It takes time, consistency, but it is worthy. And we can do it only going mental. Listen up, listen up. Let's Go Mental is the name of the podcast. So this is exactly why we are here. And you are listening because you feel there is a gap. I feel there is a gap. And we might have the ability to close it. We have to start somewhere, though. We will start with the tool. The today tool is the performance daily checklist that is actionable. You can test it right now, right away. It's a daily structure inside a long-term one. Now, if you have teenagers, so if you are a teenager's parent, you know how much we need a structure, but at the same time, you know how difficult it is to implement it. I'm laughing because I have two teenagers, so I know how it is. This is why we will use their passion. This is what I use, their passion for sports and their sport goals to achieve life skills result. Sport is kind of our secret. Ronaldo, Michael Jordan, just to say two names, were not just born champion, but winning all the time. They had a plan and stick to it. They were becoming and having results, but they were becoming the person that they are right now. So here is the simple strategy. Help your kids create a list of not negotiable tasks they must do daily to achieve their sport goals. This will have an effect in their life as well, of course, because if they said that they want to go to sleep early or eat better or drink more water, the whole life will have positive effects. And, you know, it's little by little, step by step, small, small, tiny, tiny improvement. Start with the checklist with three, five tasks, two tasks, one task a day. It's really, it is what it is important is the starting, and it is the most difficult part. At the end of each day, softly, I will say, remind them to check off what they have accomplished. And remember, it gives motivation and a very good dose of dopamine, crossing out that checklist, and review their progress with them. Maybe every week or every 2 weeks. I don't know. You know better. And then celebrate with them. Even if they hit 30%, 20%, 10%, remember, I already tell it, but please remember it is the starting that is the most difficult part. And you build from there. Now, here is a challenge for you. Join them. Make it fun. Make like a family activity or just a moment in which you bond a little bit. You go out for lunch. And who knows, you might even learn something new about yourself in the process. This is how we redefine parenting through the power of sport. And I'm helping you with this podcast. This is the statement that we are using. Redefine parenting through the power of sport. And if you need a little extra help, don't worry. I'm here to help. Check out the show notes. You will find a link for details on how to connect me and a sample of the performance daily checklist. I know that is not easy to start, but execution is key here. Next week, we will dive deeper into a four-step strategy to help you go through the performance daily checklist with your kids. Until next time, embrace the challenge, conquer the doubts, and always remember to go mental every day a little bit more. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode and you consider sharing, leaving a review, and subscribing to ensure you don't miss anything. A special reminder, you are my co-editor. Without your input, the podcast would miss a significant part. Ask questions, explain your challenges and doubts by filling out the form that you find in the show notes. In this way, you'll help me shape the podcast and get your struggle solved.